The Last Human by Lee Bacon. What if robots really did take over? Chapter 0. The world is so much better off without humans. At first, they showed such potential. They developed languages, built tools, cured diseases. They created us. But over time, humans lost their way. Their good ideas went bad. Their mistakes multiplied. They left us with no other choice. Chapter 1. My name is XR935. I'm 12 years, 4 months, 1 week and 3 days old. I remember the moment I came online like it was yesterday. Black. At first, that was all I saw. Then shapes appeared in the darkness, words and symbols. I stared at them, trying to solve the riddle of what I was seeing. The grey bar inched forward, slowly, slowly loading. When it finished loading, new words formed in its place. Run diagnostics. My brand new brain buzzed with questions. Where were the diagnostics running? And why was it taking them so long to get there? 3 minutes and 42 seconds later, I heard the sound, a gentle hum vibrating through my operating system, and I got my first glimpse of the world. Chapter 2. Hello, world. I blinked into existence inside a large, windowless cube. The walls were made of smooth metal. The air was circulated by a fan near the ceiling that breathed a steady Something inside me knew where I was. I was home. A door whooshed open. Two robots entered the cube. Their movements were smooth and graceful. Their features were identical. As they gazed at me, their perfectly round eyes glowed brighter. "We have been assigned to oversee your development," said the nearest one. "We are your family unit." The other spoke next. "You may refer to us as Parent 1 and Parent 2. "I am pleased to join your family unit." This is what I tried to say, but my speech settings were still adjusting. The words came out all wrong. I said. Parent 1 moved closer. It reached out, wrapping a metal arm around me. As it did, a vocabulary word pinged deep inside my programming. Hug, a verb, to squeeze someone or something tightly in one's arms. A noun, an ancient gesture used by humans to show affection. Is that what Parent 1 was doing? Hugging me? My mind was still fresh from the assembly line. I did not know the answers to these questions, and so I did what any newborn robot would do. I hugged Parent 1 back. My joints whispered as I raised my arms. My motion controls had not yet been calibrated. The gesture was awkward. Clank! Metal bumped against metal. Parent 1 froze. Its head turned to look at me. Confusion ticked beneath its smooth features. A moment came and went. Then it continued what it had been doing. His arms reached behind me and grabbed hold of a power cable. With a sharp tug, it removed the cable from the charging dock. That is when I understood my misunderstanding. Parent 1 was not hugging me. It was unplugging me. Chapter 3. Day 1. I was filled with moments like this. Mistakes and miscalculations. Accidents of programming. Reminders that the world is an extremely complicated place. Even for a highly advanced technology like me. The first time I tried to stand, my settings failed to adjust quickly enough. Gravity pulled me sideways. I hit the floor with a loud clank. Attempt 2 was no better. I wobbled sideways and toppled to the floor again. Attempt 3 through attempt 8 went just as poorly. I stumbled and staggered. I bumped into walls and collapsed into a metallic heap. I lurched awkwardly around the featureless cube, while 1,000 different settings calibrated, a million different nodes fell into place. If he did not know any better, it might have looked like I was failing, but that was not the case. I was learning. As I leaned, or as I learned to stand, walk, grab, jump, push, pull, Parent 1 and Parent 2 watched on. Their blue eyes glowed bright in the dim light of home. I practiced my speech functions too, until the words that came out of my vocal port matched the words in my head. When I was ready, Parent 1 opened the door to our cube. Light spilled through the opening. I followed my family unit outside. By now, my movements were nearly as fluid and graceful as theirs. But when I stepped through the doorway, I jolted to a stop. The view outside home was remarkable.